This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Tuesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you on board this hour brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas for businesses across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. You know, it's unprecedented, the things that are happening in politics, in the nation's capital, and with everything going on. The acting Attorney General, Sally Yates, fired last night by President Trump, quickly replaced because she said she would not enforce his temporary ban on refugees and immigrants coming from the seven nations with ties to terrorism. Yeah, she made a serious mistake, according to Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz, of course, the hard-left Harvard law professor. Alan Dershowitz said she made a serious mistake. Yates, an appointee of Barack Obama, was engaging in what Dershowitz called holdover heroism. He said that on CNN. Probably they are shocked. It's so easy to be a hero when you're not appointed by this president and when you're on the other side, said Dershowitz. She made a serious mistake. And he said what Donald Trump has ordered is perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. He cited the difference between green card holders, those who are in the country already and who need to be deported, and those who are applying for visas. There's also a distinction between what's constitutional, what's statutorily prohibited. And he said this is a bad policy, but it's a legal policy. And he said that Yates made a political decision rather than a legal one. We have a hobby in this country, said Dershowitz, and I want you to pay attention, very close attention, to his next comment. We have a hobby in this country. If you don't like something, you assume, you believe, it's unconstitutional. Noting even Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, also a Harvard law professor, has made the same mistake. So there's Alan Dershowitz. Meanwhile, President Obama breaking protocol, breaking precedent by speaking out against Donald Trump just 10 days after he left the White House and Donald Trump became the president of the United States. It's always been a longstanding unwritten rule, if nothing else, that you do not criticize your successor. The predecessor kind of goes into the horizon, into the sunset. Barack Obama has plenty of golf to play, but he came out swinging, attacking Donald Trump on this. Obama, who has remained silent for a whole 10 days, pledged before leaving office to only speak about policy moves where I think our core values may be at stake. Newsflash, Mr. Former President, you signed this into law in December of 2015. This is your law. This is your list of countries. Let's stop the nonsense, okay? Starbucks jumping into the fray, and you can vote with your money or not with your money at Starbucks. Howard Schultz, the CEO at Starbucks, says he will be hiring 10,000 refugees over the next couple of years. I guess he's not concerned about the 500,000 American veterans that are without jobs today, this morning. I guess he's not as concerned about the 50,000 American veterans that are homeless today. Seems to me Howard Schultz is more concerned about the possibility of refugees coming here, refugees that may not even be here yet. He's more concerned about those folks than the 42 million kids without enough food today in America. I think that Howard Schultz ought to get his priorities straight. Donald Trump promised to put America first, to look out for America's citizens first, not to exclude the world, as we are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. And if Starbucks is going to choose refugees and people that are not from here while our own citizens are suffering, then I, my friends, will choose something besides Starbucks forever. Trust me, forever. Meanwhile, as the chaos and nonsense continues, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, in defense of his sanctuary city status for New York City, says that, you know, driving drunk, not a serious offense. And you're like, whoa. You know, that's what he said. If you're here illegally and you get caught drunk driving, that's not serious enough for you to be escorted out of the country. Not really a serious offense. In fact, I've got it on tape for you. So shocked I was. I believe it's clip 16. Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York downplaying the seriousness of drinking and driving. Go.
Jake, there are 170 offenses in that law that are listed as serious and violent crimes that lead to automatic cooperation between the city of New York and our federal partners. So any serious and violent crime, we're going to work with them. Someone commits a minor offense. For example, right now, if you didn't have clear definitions like we have, let's say someone had a small amount of marijuana, let's say someone went through a stop sign, they could be deported for that, and their family could be torn apart, and you could have children left behind where the breadwinner in the family is sent back to a home country. That is not good for anyone. So we differentiate. Anyone who's a violent, anyone who's a serious threat to society, we agree, we'll work with the federal partners, and they get deported. But we are not going to see, with 500,000 undocumented people here, this would be true for 11 to 12 million undocumented folks in this country, the vast majority of whom are law-abiding, we're not going to see families torn apart over a very minor offense.
But is grand larceny or drunk driving a very minor offense?
Drunk driving that does not lead to any other negative outcome, I could define as that.
Rich Mallow, by the way, from the New York State Executive Director of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, has a very different opinion of whether drunk driving is serious, whether something else bad happens while you're driving drunk. He'll be joining us here on the program in just a couple of minutes. The hotline number, we've got room for a couple of calls real quickly, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We got Dan checking in from Marquette. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Every time I hear these people talking about breaking up families, I have to ask the question, who's breaking up the families? The kids are allowed to go back with them. We're not breaking up families.
I would happen to agree with you. The families can stay together. By the way, last night during the Lansing City Council meeting, Virg Bonaro, the mayor of the city of Lansing, capital city of Michigan, pushing the idea of Lansing being a sanctuary city. Dan, what do you think of that?
I think the minute they don't get a check that they're supposed to get from the federal government, all of these people will change their minds very quickly.
Dan, thank you for checking in. Let's go to Dana checking in from Grand Rapids. Dana, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. You know what that goof just said? We're not going to break them up for, and I agree with the previous caller, we're not breaking the families up. They are. They chose to do this to their own families, come here illegally. But I want to comment on what that mayor said to Blasio. I can't stand that man. But he said, we're not going to break them up over a minor offense. They're mostly law-abiding.
Let me ask you this. I got to run, coming, Dana. I got to run, but here's the question. How many families have been broken up by drunk driving permanently?
Exactly.
Thank you for checking in. I got to run.